It's the Rob Khan Show with Anna DeBlantis right here on 720 WGN. And here he is, Tom Skilling.
Hey, Tom.
Guys, how are you?
Good.
I love that music.
Yeah,
I kind of was dancing across the weather office to that. Good beat.
It's the weekend, but they're missing an E. The weekend.
They misspelled it like that.
It's funny how it goes. Maybe they just ran out of letters.
Maybe so.
You know how it goes.
Yeah.
Did we get the Madonna song?
Oh, the new Madonna. We got to hear this.
All right. Now, did you hear what Madonna? Can we play what Madonna said? She was late last night for her concert. Was this in London? Is that what I said? I can't even remember now. She was late, and they
how
started
late was
booing
she?
Her. She was like 90 minutes late. But, you know, she's been late a lot on tours. I know people who went to go see her when she was at the United Center, and they're like, oh, no, she didn't show up for like 90 minutes.
Wow.
You know, plan late for her.
Manchester, England.
Manchester. Yeah, same deal. I'm like these guys in the kiddie table of the Republican debate. I'm like, I don't care where it is. whatever. Blow it up!
Do they have Muslims there?
Yeah, right. Blow it up! Mm-hmm. Anyway.
90 minutes. That's
a long time.
90 minutes late, yeah.
Yeah, you might be upset.
You know, it's one thing, 10 minutes, okay. But 90 minutes?
Now, Tom, I know that you're a man who doesn't like to hear the swearings, so we did beep some of it out. But you know, she's not very polite here. To her own audience. Listen
really?
To this. Yeah.
And this is what she said to the audience?
What she said to them, yeah.
My lateness tonight is due. I don't like to be late, by the way. All right? And all you bitches who keep complaining about it can shut the f*** up. I'm not back there eating chocolates and filing my nails and getting my extensions done, all right? Tonight, our video crashed and we had no video. That is why we are late, all right?
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, and so the video collapses. In other words, that wasn't that she was late. It was a technical thing. Is that the deal?
Yeah, she took to Instagram to also further express, you know, how sorry.
Although that's not exactly the way to handle it, you know. I think most of us in this day and age have handled malfunctioning computers and would understand that. So, seemed like a nicer way to handle that.
Yeah, it does to me, too. And now Anna
Barbara
thinks
Streisand would not have handled it that
no,
way, right,
she
boys?
No, she might have. No, I'm telling you, she might have.
She might. Well, she would have just started singing.
Yeah.
You know? Didn't you hear people, though, hear fans love that sassiness? And they started cheering. At first, they're like, ooh, you're here. Wow. And then like, okay, girl, I'm with you. And
it's
then
like
they started
Trump-y
cheering.
Thing.
They liked it.
She's all Trumpy. Here you go. This is her new song.
Mm-hmm. Is it good?
Bitch on Madonna is her new
me?
Yeah. She's just in a bad mood. She's in a bad mood because she's turning 60, I think, is what's going on here.
Well,
look at Mick Jagger. He's allowed to get out there and try his stuff around.
That's fine, but he's not in a bad mood about it. He's not calling his own.
I'm 60, and I'm here to tell you there's still life after 60.
I don't know.
And it's doing
we'll find
fine.
Out. Yeah, okay.
It's like the guy who cuts my hair. You know, each 30, 40, 50. I mean, these have been like funereal exercises going through these birthdays. And I say to them, hey, you're still here and you're doing great. So what's, you know, I think, you know, they did a quality of life assessment. And they found out that people are actually happier at, you know, beyond age 60 in many cases, as long as you have your health.
God, I hope so. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, wait, hold on. 60
is the new 30.
Hang in there, bro.
Thank you. I'm going to do my best.
It's worth it.
Here you go. Here's Madonna's new song. Why is she auto-tuning herself? She can actually sing.
Dance clubby electronic dance music sound, which I like.
She's trying to be a little Miley kind of thing here. I don't know.
Yeah, I like the way it opens. It sounds pretty good.
Okay.
She always was.
Oh yeah.
Has always come up with interesting approaches to her music, and it's a lot of fun to hear that.
True entertainer, really.
Yeah,
she is.
Can you imagine, though, you must lay in bed worrying about how you're going to come up with the next one to top the one you've done when you've had such incredible success like that.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't worry. I just phone it in and wait for the for all of the holiday residuals to come in. Is basically what I would do. Yeah, well, like a virgin.
Uh-huh. That's still going strong.
Like a virgin, not quite a virgin. Like a virgin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Similar to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. On the borderline.
Mm-hmm. Borderline. Wait for the borderline money to
another
roll
one.
La Isla.
Bonita.
Bonita. Great song.
Great song.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay.
And yeah.
Favorite Madonna song, Tom? Do you have one?
I think La Isla Bonita is is the one I like.
I do like that song too.
And that's a great song.
I like where the guy gets where the religious icon comes to life and she makes out with
Papa
him.
Papa Don't Preach.
Oh, that's a great one.
Is that
too.
The one where
oh,
she?
I remember that.
Yeah, I don't know, whatever that one is. That's my favorite video.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, and her writhing around. What is it? Like a Virgin is also a fun video.
It is.
It kind of gets you at a different level there. But I don't know. The songs themselves, I mean, it's not exactly like your...
What's the one they did recently? It goes, ooh, da, 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 da.
New Madonna?
No, it's relatively recent. Well, I can't think of the name of it now.
This is what he does. He goes to the record store. He find one. He calls Siri. What? You know what? Let's ask Siri what that is.
I know. Gee, have you ever done that?
Hey, Brian, can you figure that out?
You have no ability to sing, and you go to a record store and try and replicate some, you know.
Hold on a second. Wait, now, can you do it again?
No.
Because Brian will find it. Brian says he can find it if you can do it again.
Ooh, da 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 da. I can't remember the words.
All right,
either,
he'll find it from that.
Really?
That's what a genius he is.
My Siri just said, sorry, I'm not sure what you said. I didn't quite get that.
That's so funny. That's what anybody who ever hears my singing says about my singing. You know, they can't tell what in the world is going on.
Siri hear this right now. Hold on, where is she? Come here.
Do you have one of these apps? What is that app called?
Shazam?
Yeah.
Yep.
Hold on.
She's like,
I didn't quite get this. Hold on
a lifesaver?
Trying this again.
Yep.
What is Tom Skilling's favorite Madonna song?
Here's the iTunes store.
See, she's always selling for the company.
Yeah. She gets you there somehow.
Well, that's what she's supposed to do.
Yeah, I thought she was your personal secretary, though, not a pitch woman.
How does that work, by the way, Siri? Now, that uplinks to a satellite somewhere that downlinks it to a...
Well, it just gets on the internets, and it's a voice recognition software, and it figures out what I'm saying, and then it tells her not to be nice to me. That's exactly what it is. I don't know. That's where it ends for me.
Well, I think they save your data over time, so the more you input to Siri, the better she gets.
Yeah.
And so
I love the people who scream at their navigation systems. You know, and they please turn right here, fat chance, just...
they get a relationship with
them.
It's too
late.
They get angry.
Please turn on the right.
What does that mean, on the right? I'm on the right!
You know what? When I was over in the UK recently, it's interesting. Their navigation systems, they all have English accents there,
And
so I've got to get one with an English accent.
We can get whatever you want.
It.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah. Because
I want to get one with a Chicago accent. It's like, oh, hell no! Turn around! What the hell are you doing? Oh, come on now!
Or have a over by there. You turn over by the city hall.
Two guys arguing, like two cops in a car arguing. All right.
Yeah, you go to the loop, all right?
You're going over by your ma's?
And their ma's house.
Over by your ma's? All right, turn left. Oh, don't turn left! Yeah. How are you doing?
Yeah.
I want
that. Don't you love though the different regional accents?
Yes.
I mean, just in the city.
Oh, I like
the regional accents.
That's true. It makes life interesting. It really does. You know, you go up to northern Wisconsin. You go up Bolt.
I love that.
You know, you go out in the Bolt on the Bay today. I just love that. I think that's great. I had a researcher who used to speak at our Fermilab program, and he was a lightning researcher. And he had this beautiful, he's from Rhodesia, and he had this gorgeous English accent.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you realize, Anton, that you could read the phone book, and we'd all be sitting there,
True.
Oh, my God.
All right, we found your song, by the way.
Oh, okay. You did with that crummy.
One texter thought it was Madonna's, it was Frozen and not
Frozen.
Madonna.
That's it was
it.
Frozen.
Here you go.
That's
Here's your
it.
Song. Here's your song.
Yeah.
Is Is this it, Tim?
That's it.
Oh, I like that song, too.
What did you think? Did I get close?
Yeah. I mean, obviously,
oh, no.
Texters
knew. Not even close. The Texters knew, and Brian found it immediately.
You guys have got to be mind readers to have found that from what I gave you.
I don't know. That was pretty amazing.
It was bad.
You know what you just did for yourself there, Tom?
Like what?
You just walked yourself into a Brian Altimer, our great sonic genius, a Tom Skilling Madonna remix that we'll play for you tomorrow.
Oh, I'm sure. That'll show up. They do that to me on the morning show.
Yeah, there you go.
I'll be doing, standing, waiting to record something, you know, like a promo.
Uh-huh.
And something you do that you have no idea, it shows up on the morning show. You know, it was never meant to see the light of day.
Oh,
no,
that's not fair. Yeah.
Those SOBs. All right, what do you have on your WGN news tonight at 9 and 10? What's it going to look like for the next couple of days?
We've got a punch up into the 50s tomorrow, and then some real wintry weather Thursday, Friday, Saturday, but we start warming up on Sunday again, and it's going to rain Christmas week till Christmas Day itself when it'll get cold, but I'm afraid we still don't see a white Christmas around here for those who...
All I want, you know what I really want? I want 6 inches at O'Hare on New Year's Day. Because then our very good friends at James & Sons, they got to give all that jewelry for free that they sold.
Right.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. That's what I want. That's the only thing I want. I want it to snow 6.0001 inches that day and then be done. I want it to be 90 degrees for the rest of the winter.
Now, you know... Those folks are not going to be advertising on your show anymore, you know, because you just gave away all their jewelry.
No, they're happy about that. I'm already locked into doing the party to give the money back to the people.
All right.
That would be a fun party.
That would be one hell of a party.
That is a heck of a promotion.
Oh,
it really
I
is.
Love that stuff. Yeah.
It is.
They bought the insurance policy. It's the insurance companies.
Gotcha. There you go.
It's their problem.
Yeah, let them handle it.
Sure.
Yeah. Let AIG handle it. Are they still in business? All right. Thank you, Tom.
Hey, guys.
Thank you, Tom.
All right. Protect your mouth. Hey, stay tuned tomorrow for your own remix.
Oh, my God. I'll tell you, now I'll lay in bed worrying all night where that's going to go.
No worry. We're very kind around here.
No,
it'll be very good. We'll auto-tune you. You're going to end up, you'll end up sounding like Bieber before it's all said
sure,
and done.
Sure, right, right. As long as they don't act like him.
Yeah,
you know, that's
good point.
That's all right.
That's true.
Yeah.
Rob Martier's got the WGN traffic trouble spots right now.